every now and again we get such groups, you see. So what happened is, here is a lady that comes. Unfortunately, we had heard in the papers some years ago, her son was a jockey. And he was a very famous jockey. And people all knew and recognized him for his honesty. Yeah, jockeys have to be rather being sly. He was really honest and subdued, and he would be faithful and everything else, and so forth. But somehow there was this enmity and all that. So the winning post, somebody came and just knocked him off, and he was crushed under the horse's hoofs. And the parents were there. They were Zoroastrian, by the way. Yeah. And you heard of Polly Umriga?
Mm-hmm.
Polly Umriga, the cricket skipper, All India skipper, cricket captain.
Captain All India.
Yeah, was at the time. Now he's in the selection committee.
Mm-hmm.
Umriga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, they are from that family. But nothing to do with Polly.
Yeah.
So, who is a lover of Baba, naturally. So, she got the shock of her lifetime. Her only son being crushed to death.
Yeah.
Very youthful, very handsome, young, unmarried, and yes. So, she lost her bearings for so many months, you know. She wouldn't want to eat, she didn't sleep and all that. She was grieving like anything, in short. And she said she was so depressed, all the time thinking of him and all that. Her husband, who is a very active person, you know, is a horse trainer and all that sort of thing. So all the time he would be telling her, why do you do that? Why do you want to grieve and all that sort of thing? Just forget about it. It's God's will. What can you do and all that? No, but why should he be taken away like that? There are so many nasty beings in the world, you know, why he was such an honest and simple person. All that was going on, I don't know what was happening. So he was also much worried about his wife. He loved his wife very much. So in one day in newspaper, an article comes there in which he reads that there is a lady who has lost one of her close relatives and all that, but she got such comfort and solace from what do you call that? What do you call it?
Automatic writing.
Yeah.
So if anybody would want to are having the same fate, please contact the person so and so now. So he goes there and takes his wife there and says, come on, here is a lady who is also grieving, say, because of the loss of her close relative. So that's how they go. And there she tells this lady, all that you have to do is just sit quietly, just think of the person and just hold a pencil in your hand and have a blank paper, and it will be automatically whatever the message is, you are wondering about him, whether how he is and what he is, so he will tell you. So will he tell me? How will he tell me? So you'll write. Don't you worry, you just have no thought, just rely upon that and keep your pens. Okay, she comes back, she sits there, nothing happens. After a couple of days, there are the hands move and scratches are there and scratches are there. One fine day, she gets a letter created, M. And then after about 2-3 minutes, E, Meher Baba. Says, yeah, I heard Meher Baba's name. But because she didn't believe in Baba. She used to ridicule and all that. You know why? More so because she was deprived from staying at Guru Prasad. You know, because they were being the great... you know, in the races season, Pune is a famous place for horse races and all that. And Guru Prasad was the palace of, and Raja of Baroda was a famous horse racer and owned horses and all. So before Baba occupied Guru Prasad, they were allowed to stay there. But once Rani got Baba there in that, so she said nobody should stay there. So she didn't like that idea.
She didn't like Baba.
That's what later on she told me about it. So, Meher Baba? What have I to do with Meher Baba? And then next day, go to Meher Baba. Go to Meher Baba. It went on and go to Meher Baba. So she came. But knowing fully well that Meher Baba is a person, you know, who takes away your wealth, not only your wealth and your possessions and your well-beings and everything he takes away, he rips you off, you see. So this son, who is a big marshal-like person, you know, so the son says, I can't allow you to go. Another son, they had another son.
They had another son. Was it Carl, the other son?
Carl was the one who died.
No, Carl was the
other son. I don't know whether it was a son or somebody had come. Some big
person.
Yeah,
that was the other son.
So.
And she was a person?
Yeah.
Like, I think he was bigger than Bruce, double the size of Bruce.
Double?
Yeah,
Bruce hefty. So when we asked him, so, what brought you here? So, well, I come to protect my mother. Point blank. I said, protect your mother from what? So that she's coming to a strange place, you know, over here, and I want to know that she's well protected. That's how I come. Oh, that's wonderful. Welcome. So that's how the person who had no intention of coming is being dragged here. So since then, they have been coming all the time. And not only that, but so often. Then came writing, take daddy with you. Take daddy with you, then take relatives with you. Oh, then she's mad now. Not only that, she brings so many other people. Now she's coming with 26 people now.
Writing?
Huh?
She's still writing?
Yeah, still writing the messages. So, Brad, you won't believe, because Baba didn't want us to indulge in such things. And I said to myself, oh God, this woman, you know, why is she coming and giving all these thoughts to us, and why is she doing this sort of thing? I told her point blank.
Yeah.
I said, well, I get consolation, I get comfort from it. What harm is there? I said, well, now that consolation, comfort was to bring you here.
Right.
Now you are here, why do you want it? So, but still she goes, I don't know now whether she is continuing or not. We'll have to ask her. So, what happened is that I was worried about it. Why should we give countenance to these things? Then all of a sudden it came to my mind that Baba didn't want us also to indulge in drugs and this and that. And yet so many have come, so many youngsters have come through drugs and all that. Who are we to question him? We can use any method to bring people to him.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what Baba says. Don't do as I do. Do as I tell you to do. So Baba tells us not to have anything to do with them, so do that. Don't do as I do, Baba says. I have my own different ways, unfathomable are my ways. So that's how I do it.